If you will turn to 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, we'll use the text there beginning about in verse 24. 1 Corinthians 9 beginning in verse 24 as the text for our invitation this evening. The 24th verse says, Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. Now, that, of course, is a reference to eternal life, that we're to conduct our lives in such a way, using the metaphor of a race, so that we will attain the prize. Now, this is a parallel. That's what a metaphor is. He's using one thing to describe a principle that is applicable in another area. You don't want to strain such illustrations too far, because they'll break down if you do. For example, in regard to running a race, the point is made, one person gets the prize. Well, we know that in the Christian life, that there is more than one individual who will receive eternal life. That eternal life is a prize that is available to everyone. That's not that everyone will attain it, but everyone may attain it. They have that possibility. And it is a plausible thing for an individual who gives his life to Christ to get that prize. The point that the Apostle Paul is making here in verse 24 is not that one person is going to get the prize, but that the type of training that that one individual does in a race, he does because he wants to win first place. And so he diligently prepares himself. He uses the proper nutrition and proper training techniques, and he diligently gives himself over to practice and to training so that when the race is run, he'll come in first place. That dedication, diligence, devotion that he shows is something that we should show as we seek to get to heaven. Now, as you go on in the text, you'll notice in verse 25 the statement that everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things, and they do it for a perishable crown. But we do it for an imperishable crown. Therefore, the Apostle Paul says, I run in this way, not with uncertainty. I do not run with uncertainty. He runs with purpose. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. He doesn't shadow box. He's not in it for just the training. He wants to win the bout. And so he does it with purpose. That's the whole point of this particular text. Verse 27, he says, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. So there is the concept of subjection, of self-control, of temperance, so that after preaching to others, I myself am not disqualified. So we as Christians need to recognize that it takes effort, diligence, devotion on our part to reach the prize. Yes, it's available to all of us, but we cannot expect to attain it unless we train, unless we work with certainty, with devotion, But we have to diligently apply ourselves and give 100% effort in our service to the Lord and attempt to attain that goal. So consider that, and by way of invitation, to think about the possibility that you may not be sufficiently focused. If there is something that is amiss in your life, something that has caused you to lose that focus that we talked about in our class this evening, you want to make it right and to refocus and recommit to the Lord, then we offer ourselves to you. And you have an opportunity to make that known and to receive prayers on your behalf and encouragement from the brethren here. If you've never begun that race and you want to become a child of God, then if you will repent of your sins, based upon the faith that you have that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and your confession that He is the Son of God, being baptized to have your sins washed away, you can rise and walk in a new life as one of God's children. We offer the opportunity to you this evening to begin that Christian walk. If we can assist you in any way to answer that invitation call, we ask that you come while together we stand, while we sing.